Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Samsung got a wave of attention for introducing its first foldable phone, the Galaxy Fold, last week. Not to be outdone, though, a bunch more companies came out with their own foldable phone news at Mobile World Congress soon after. The most notable new entrant is the Huawei Mate X. Maybe it's the Mate 10. We don't even know what an X is anymore, which will cost, wait for it, $2,600? And it's expected to come out, I think, a little like later this year. But I mean, what do you think of that price?
That's really expensive. But we are talking about, you know, the next wave of technology for your little supercomputer that you hold in your hand. So it's kind of like the first really new thing in a phone in a long, long time. And so I'll at least give foldable phones, I'll grant them that if you're doing something that's legitimately different, putting the price higher makes sense. Where it gets annoying is where it's like, we have really incremental advancements. Instead of bringing the price of a phone down when you're not really revolutionizing it, that's where it's annoying that it goes like higher and higher and higher.
One of the other interesting arguments, so the Samsung Galaxy Fold is $2,000, and that one's coming out at the end of April. And one of the interesting arguments about justifying that price was, okay, well, you're not actually buying one phone, you're buying two phones. Because it folds out and it's kind of two phones or whatever.
Right.
I don't know how much I buy that, but at least it got me a little bit closer to being like, oh yeah, sure, I would pay that. No, not really. Some of the other interesting foldable phone news that I wanted to get to, TCL also showed off a concept phone that bends into a watch.
Cool.
I don't know about that one. And Xiaomi in January showed off a video of a phone that folds kind of like a billfold, sort of. It'll be easier to explain in video. It's basically, it starts like this, and then it folds on either side.
Right.
And turns like kind of more into like a tinier phone or something. So what I wanted to also ask is, do you think that, especially after the prices go down on this stuff, that people are actually going to want to buy this? Let's say it reaches like, let's say $1,000, $1,500.
Right.
Is it going to be a gimmick or are people really going to be into it?
I think that what people are going to be waiting to see besides the price tag going down is whether or not this means your phone dies. Like if you're going to drop like $2,600 on a phone, does that mean that it only lasts for 3 months because you keep folding it back and forth? I think that longevity of the phones is going to be something that people are going to be waiting to see how it fares, and that's going to take time. It's going to take months for people to have them out in the world to see what happens when you drop them.
Yeah. Next, Netflix did really well at the Oscars last night.
Yeah, pretty well.
They did fine. We'll give them a B-. Raking in three awards for Roma in Best Directing, Cinematography, and Foreign Language Film. It did fall short in a Best Picture win. So for streaming services, that big Best Picture win is still up for grabs.
Yeah, yeah. They still haven't snatched Hollywood's biggest ultimate prize quite yet. So Netflix, they had a good night. They have always gotten a cold shoulder from the Oscars because of a lot of resistance to their way of releasing films, which has traditionally been you release it for Netflix subscribers online to stream the same day you put it in a sprinkling of theaters around the country, which is really only to qualify for things like the Oscars ultimately. But they have only won two Oscars up to this point, and they never won in a really big category, a really flashy category before. And so winning four total in and having Roma win these kind of high-profile awards was a big step forward for them, even if they didn't get Best Picture.
Kind of bigger picture here. Sorry about that horrible pun. Bigger picture, why does it matter for Netflix at all or for viewers
to
win these awards?
It's one of the big sticking points for top talent to come to Netflix has been, you know, Netflix MO is always like, we got a giant check, we'll wave it in front of your face. But that hasn't been enough for everybody. Like, they missed out on Crazy Rich Asians because the creators didn't just want money. Other movies have been the same way. And that top echelon of filmmakers, that a lot of subscribers probably want to see those films have been resistant because of things like there's no track record of getting Oscars and other elements. And so getting these Oscar wins for Alfonso Cuarón and Roma is definitely a step in the direction of appeasing those worries.
Wow, we want more than money. Good for them, I guess. If you want to read more about these stories, check them out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox-Rubin.
I'm Joni Salzman.
Thanks for listening.